Ви слухаєте україномовну програму SBS Radio.
Минулого четверга відбулося відкриття вельми важливої і цікавої виставки української місткині, відомого архітектора пані Марусі Єроцької із Мельбурна. А відбулося воно у престижному мельбурнському центрі, у Докланд бібліотеці, у виставковому приміщенні цього закладу. Док Лайбрері Галері, 107 Вікторія Гарбор, Променейд, Докландс.
Ця виставка, котра має заголовок «Ukrainian DNA», це, як то кажуть, українські наші генетичні клітини, вона розпочинається 8 грудня, і мої експонати будуть на показ аж до 12 січня.
Якщо можете, пані Марусю, так би сказати, чи висловити головний задум цієї виставки?
Я думаю, що той головний меседж, котрий ми хочемо передати цією виставкою, є такий, що незалежно, де ви родилися, де ви проживаєте, як ви є українського походження, то ті українські клітини якимсь дивним чудом свою мистецьку роботу ви можете все, як то кажуть, її там всунути. І вони навіть природньо заходять. Мої твори, котрі будуть експонуватися, є такі, як Наталка Полталка, Грай Бандуро, Собор, Воскресіння, Київське Динамо. І навіть є вітраж, дуже цікавий, Грай Бандуро. То заохочую всіх, як то кажуть, як маєте вільний час, прийти і подивитися на оту виставку. Молодь заохочую також, бо я думаю, є також ще один меседж, що будучи українцем, ви можете у ті традиції, до котрих ви є призвичайні, своє українство в кольорах представити і різні цікаві твори. Give it a go, спробуйте і витворюйте свою унікальність.
Виставку можна переглянути до 12 січня 2023 року. Виставка відчинена 7 днів у тиждень. З центра міста можна добратися трамваєм номер 11. Приємно, що цього надвечір'я до Dog Gallery завітали багато українців та людей іншого етнічного походження, щоб подивитися виставку і віддати данину подяки і пошани знаній місткині, про яку я вже згадав. Отже, після невеликого вечірнього пригощання відбулася урочистість, а ведучим цього торжества був Алекс Дехніч. Союз Українських Організацій Австралії представляла одна із організаторів цієї виставки пані Христина Кметь. Минулого четверга також в відкритті виставки взяв участь і виступив зі словами похвали і подячності авторці цієї виставки, один із речників посольства України в Австралії, пан Володимир Шальківський, який прибув на цю урочистість із Канбери. А ось посол України в Австралії, високодостойний пан Василь Мирошниченко, відвідав виставку уже наступного дня з групою новоприбулих українців та зацікавлених інших людей, серед яких був і представник української збірної команди, яка бере участь у чемпіонаті з плавання у Мельбурні. Приємно, що на виставку прийшов і рекордсмен світу, відомий український плавець Андрій Говору. А чемпіонат світу з плавання проходитиме у Мельбурні від 13 до 18 грудня. Отож, ви також можете підтримати і українських змагунів, які боротимуться за перемоги у Мельбурні. А повертаючись до відкриття, скажемо, що слова подячності висловили доктор Олівія Белл, представник Мельбурнської міської ради, заступник голови Вікторіанської комісії багатокультурності пан Бві Тай. Ну, звичайно, виступила і сама пані Маруся Яроцька. Їх виступи сьогодні ви почуєте далі у цьому радіосегменті. Нагадаю, що також, окрім смачної передвечірньої перекуски, лунала у цьому залі і українська бандура. На цю виставку прибули бандуристи із Yellow Blue Bass, відомого українського колективу із Аделаїди. Ігор Кушнір і Дем'ян Чумак на бандурах демонстрували свої вміння мистецтвом бандури. До речі, бандура займає одне із вагомих місць на виставці пані Марусі Яроцької, яка триватиме до 12 січня у Докланді. І кожен із вас, шановні друзі, має нагоду відвідати цю виставку. Отож, далі давайте послухаємо виступаючих. І усе по порядку, як це відбувалося. Союз Українських Організацій Австралії представляла одна із організаторів цієї виставки – пані Христина Кметь.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the Wurundjeri people, who are the traditional custodians of this land. I'd also like to pay respects to the elders of both past, present and emerging of the Kulin Nation and extend that respect to other Indigenous Australians present. My name is Christina Knott, and as a member of the Australian Federation of Ukrainian Organisations Executive Board and a joint coordinator of the Arts and Cultural Subcommittee of the APO, it is a pleasure to welcome you all here tonight to the official opening of Ukrainian DNA, our art exhibition, featuring the art of our extraordinary Marusa Yarotsky. Today, we are joined by our distinguished guests, representatives of the Ukrainian community organizations locally and nationally, the Embassy of Ukraine, our sponsors, the City of Melbourne, the Australian Federation of Ukrainian Organizations, Karpata Foundation, the Ukrainian Studies Foundation in Australia, FUSA, NISTAD Ukrainian Credit Cooperative, and family and friends of Nauru, some of whom have flown in not only nationally but internationally to be here with their mother. So welcome Simone and Adriana. So we're very fortunate to be standing in this beautiful gallery space looking out over Melbourne today. And we're surrounded by what many people have noted to us as uplifting art by Marusa Yarotsky. Each piece speaks for itself. Please look at them in detail. Each piece has a story to tell. This is our Ukrainian DNA. This is her DNA. This is who she is. And it's represented beautifully in her artwork. So before we hear from Marusa, here is Alex Danich to introduce our guest speeches. Thank you.
I'd like to invite to the microphone Councillor Dr. Olivia Ball from the City of Melbourne.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Christina. And good evening. My name is Olivia. I'm a councillor at Melbourne City Council. And it's wonderful to have you all joining us here this evening. I want to add to Christina's acknowledgement that we are here on Wurundjeri Bik, Wurundjeri country. And I think we are all very keenly aware of the impact of invasion, and that this is an invaded and colonised country, and we pay our deepest respects to this ancient living culture and the people of the Kulin Nation who are living and surviving here amongst us. If any of you are here amongst us, my profound respect to you. We meet here at a time when Ukraine is never far from our thoughts. Is it 287 days of this war? I'm sure you're all familiar with the Ukrainian flag flying above our parliament here in Spring Street. And we are keen that so much of the world is supporting Ukraine at this time, defending itself from aggression. Last night, the United Nations Human Rights Commissioner issued a press release at the conclusion of his official visit to Ukraine, and he writes, if I could quote part of his press release, this was just last night, he wrote, "I have been here now for 4 days in sub-zero temperatures. I have seen for myself the horrors, suffering and the daily toll that this war against Ukraine by Russia has had on the people of this country. I have spoken to the families of prisoners of war who anxiously await news of their loved ones. I've listened to the pain of those whose children are on the front line, heard about the particular plight of people with disabilities and older people who are unable to reach safe shelter when the air raid sirens go off. I visited the site of a shelled apartment block where more than 50 people were buried under the rubble. And in the rubble were signs of lives cut short by acts of indiscriminate shelling. A shoe, a piano, toys, a closet full of clothes, shelves of books. Some 17.7 million people need humanitarian assistance. Nearly 8 million people have fled the country, the majority of whom are women and children, and 6.5 million people are internally displaced. Each day we receive information about war crimes. And he goes on, and I won't go on. For the Ukrainian diaspora who are gathered here on this very special night, however long you have been here, the suffering of your homeland is acute and beyond most of our understanding. It renders us speechless to express an adequate response. But that's where art can offer some meaning and step into that breach. Through her works, Maru is expressing the inexpressible with wisdom, compassion, spirituality, dare I say whimsy, maybe, themes of history, community, music, religion, spirituality. I have enjoyed what I've seen here this evening, and I'm sure you will too. So many artists have done this for all of us throughout history at these times of acute suffering, whether it's war memorials or peace memorials. Artists from, most famously perhaps, Picasso and his anguished Guernica, and I think Maru's style is described as neo-cubist and has references to his work in his period, to Australia's Nora Hyson, who painted women in military field hospitals to express the horrors seen of war there. And I'm also recalling the German artist Käthe Kollwitz. She lost a son in the First World War on the battlefields, and then she lost a grandson in the Second World War. And she carved her intense grief into a memorial sculpture titled The Grieving Parents, amongst many other works expressing her grief and her response. She wrote in her diary, "I intend to have an effect on these times, these times in which human beings are so distraught and helpless. And Maru, today, here tonight, is having an effect on our times, and we are here gathered to witness that." She has given her exhibition here tonight a title that unifies the various themes that are evident in her work, and of course it is Ukraine DNA, which evokes the links between Ukrainians, wherever they may be in the world, which connects them all around the world, right here to this point in Melbourne. The City of Melbourne, which I'm proud to represent here tonight, is delighted to host this exhibition. It's part of a program of storytelling and creativity that celebrates all the cultures that make up Melbourne, both here in this beautiful gallery and at our city library in the CBD. We host 36 exhibitions a year. And these works are more than artworks in a gallery. They speak volumes, they tell stories, they give a voice to people who may otherwise not be heard, and they connect communities. And that's so important because the Australian community, dare I say, at its best, welcomes refugees and those who are displaced by conflict. We welcome everyone who wants to live in peace and find safety for their families. And we don't take for granted the peace and prosperity we enjoy here. So I'm proud to be part of local government because we often have the most direct contact with people who have just arrived in our city. And I am so proud of our staff who have worked with recent Ukrainian migrants. Perhaps some of you here tonight, I know there are some coming to see the exhibition tomorrow, which is wonderful. We have had and continue to have many touch points with recently arrived Ukrainians in Victoria. Our staff have taken care of people through maternal and child health services and many of our other services. Our nurses have immunised 270 newly arrived Ukrainians at our city's multicultural hub opposite the big market. The staff quickly set up a clinic there and build rapport with adults and children helped by interpreters. And our team is keenly aware of the sensitivity required for this task, aware that for refugees and newly arrived migrants, everything is new and unfamiliar. And to ease that sense of strangeness, we have parenting groups, especially for Ukrainian families, and English conversation classes, and we support children's travel to the Ukrainian school in North Melbourne. If any of these programs have brought comfort or strength to displaced Ukrainians, then we will be very proud to be Melburnians and to welcome all Ukrainians here. The visual arts and performance, and I'm delighted by our musical contribution tonight, where our musicians have gone, thank you so much, and all the expressions of Ukrainian culture here tonight that are so evident, part of what we want to celebrate in Melbourne and the multiculturalism of Melbourne and all the communities of the world that make up our wonderful city. So even though we're here in peacetime and so far from Ukraine, I hope that this exhibition tonight makes us all feel closer and closer in solidarity with Ukraine. And I thank and congratulate Maru on her achievement. We are so delighted to have this exhibition here tonight. I do hope you all gain something from it, and thank you for coming.
Thank you, Councillor Hall. Some very poignant words in a time where the celebration of Ukrainian culture is probably more important than ever. So thank you very much. We're also supported here tonight by the Victorian Multicultural Commission. We'd like to welcome both Alkan Alkiol, and I'd like to invite to the microphone Deputy Chair of the Victorian Multicultural Commission, Boete, for a few words. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. It's my absolute pleasure to be here and to be here with the Ukrainian community and to see the beautiful display, the wonderful work of our wonderful, amazing artists, Maru. Thank you. May I also begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians upon the land which we are gathered, and I pay my respect to the elders past and present. Firstly, I want to thank the organizing committee, Alex, Christine, and Jill, and others who have worked tirelessly behind the scene to bringing us together. And of course, our artists, thank you so much for bringing to the fore of our minds about the Ukrainian culture, the community that is here, but also the difficult situation that the Ukrainian communities are facing back home. I wanted to mention that I come from Burma, a country that is also very much impacted by war, and I know firsthand how devastating it can have on the life and well-being of the people. And so on behalf of the VMC, our prayers and our thoughts are with the Ukrainian community. And adding on to Councillor Olivia's remark, we look forward to showcasing the Ukrainian community's culture at the next Cultural Diversity Week, and hope that we can better educate, but also better showcase, better advocate and celebrate the Ukrainian community that is here in Victoria. On another note, I just want to take this opportunity to also thank the Ukrainian community here in Victoria who have gone above and beyond to help our multicultural communities during the last 2 years due to the pandemic. We thank you for your kindness, your generosity, and helping our diverse community. I also want to thank the community members who have opened their doors to help the newly arrived migrants who have come because of the war. I know it's not an easy task. 13 years ago, I came here from a refugee camp, and I know how difficult it was trying to navigate the system. And so I want to thank the community that is here who has provided that pathway, that assurance, and making the new community members feel welcome. Thank you for that. And lastly, I just want to end off by mentioning that next year, in 2023, the Victorian Multicultural Commission will be celebrating 40 years of its establishment, a very significant milestone. But this is possible because of all the advocacy work that different waves of migrants and community leaders that have paved the way for us. And so I look forward to celebrating with you all. And the theme of the Diversity Week for 2023 is Our Past, Our Future, celebrating and reflecting on the contribution of Victoria's multicultural communities. And so we're working tirelessly to see how we can showcase the Ukrainian culture there. And I want to thank, just to finish off, I want to thank the parents and also the young people who have wore the traditional clothes very proudly. It's so important that we can pass on our culture, our tradition, and also to educate our younger generation to be proud of their heritage. And so I want to thank the parents, but also those young people who have really showcased those beautiful costumes. And to conclude, as mentioned earlier, it's a beautiful display. Thank you, Maru, for this wonderful artwork that you have displayed here. I hope that this will build a bridge towards other communities to learn more about the Ukrainian culture, and so that we can have better social cohesion and peace here. And with that note, I'll end, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, Guy. On behalf of the community, we are very grateful for the ongoing support from the Victorian Multicultural Commission. I'd now like to introduce, from the Embassy of Ukraine in Australia, the Deputy Head of Mission, Volodymyr Shenikivsky.
Good evening, everyone. First of all, I'd like to express sincere appreciation to the organizers of this event, to coordinator Kristina Kmet, to the different Ukrainian community organizations, and of course, City of Melbourne. We are grateful for what you are doing, because it's really important for us to keep Ukrainian war, Ukrainian issue is high on the agenda, and that is why keeping Ukrainian events, keeping Ukrainian flag in Melbourne is such a big importance to us. Here you can see one of the reasons why war is going on in Ukraine, because Ukrainian identity, Ukrainian culture and arts is something very unique that makes us very different from others. And that's what, I mean, Ukrainian DNA, that's what made Russian invasion from the very beginning doomed to fail, because Russian army fights not against only Ukrainian army, but entire Ukrainian people who are united with this DNA. And we are really grateful to everyone who is involved in supporting Ukraine. The war is still going on. We still need this support, and we receive this support in Australia. We receive support from the federal government, from the city officials, from local organizations, and of course from Ukrainian community. Ukrainians and Australians are two like-minded people. We are always stand for the freedom, for human rights, and we always stand against bullies. So, we are confident with that with such support, we will prevail in this war, and we will be able to continue to showcase to the world how beautiful and unique Ukraine is. So please enjoy the exhibition, and Slava Ukraini!
Я хочу особисто подякувати Володимирові за всю вашу працю.
Кожен раз я до вас дзвоню, ви все приймаєте дзвінки. Ваша підтримка для українців зараз по цілій Австралії є знаменита. I'm just saying that personally I'd like to thank Volodymyr for his incredible work from the embassy. Every time I call him, every time I reach out to him, particularly since the invasion, his dedication and his focus to assist the Australian-Ukrainian community has been incredibly strong and supportive. You may recall his address to the press in the first weeks of the war. So, дякую, Володимир, середачно. Of course, our focus, though, tonight is about Маруся. So, I'm just going to talk for just a couple of minutes my story of my life with and how Маруся has impacted me. So, many years ago, Маруся was my teacher at Ukrainian School of Literatura. Yes. Hopefully I did all my homework and hopefully I got, you know, I got good marks. But Маруся made an incredible impact on me still as a young student at Ukrainian School, Saturday Ukrainian School, as many of us out do attend. And I'm very fortunate that as an adult, she is one of my closest friends. She inspires me. She is a mentor. She is inspirational. All that she does for the Ukrainian community in all spheres of her life. Not only is she a celebrated architect and having worked for the City of Melbourne, she has also dedicated her life to arts and culture. She's currently the director of the Ukrainian Museum of Australia, and she is unstoppable. And then she paints, and her paintings are incredible. She inspires people of all ages. She is approachable. She is engaging. And let's not forget, once upon a time, Маруся was a folk singer. She used to do the folk concerts in around Great Britain and with her sisters, and we have some of her records, Trio Convalli, they were, and they, oh, Sonia, Sonia, remember, Mamo, Che, Chuish, Manate, we used to sing it with Molodachi Katagrani Hor, and I can still hear Teresa and Sonia singing that song for us. With youth choir. And this music, Маруся wrote. So she is an incredible woman, and we are very, very lucky to have her as part of our community and part of our Ukrainian family here in Melbourne. So without further ado, I'd like to invite our artist, Маруся Ротский.
Дуже-дуже дякую всім, я така від щирої душі, що ви сьогодні прийшли. Honorary Head of Mission, пане Володимир Шалківський, Councillor Dr. Olivia Ball, thank you very much for those words and your speech. Very heartwarming and on the nail, 100% truth. Reverend Father Andreu, representatives of all the organizations that are here, especially our sponsors, the City of Melbourne, AFUO, Mister Carpate Foundation, and FUSA from Sydney. We have representatives, distinguished guests, the head of MAV, and ladies and gentlemen. Today, we live in extremely challenging times. They are times of rapid new technologies, epidemics, financial uncertainty, climate change, and war. And keeping sane, focused, and productive, I think, is a challenge that we all face today. For me, painting always was and still is a way of releasing the valve on the mental pressure cooker. It's cerebral relaxation for me. And my fascination for abstraction, geometry, and fragmented forms has been an enduring constant which has spilled into canvases in a symphony of eclectic lines, and these lines reflect the strands of the strong Ukrainian DNA, the cultural links that tie to a deep sense of self, a mystic multicultural identity, that which Ukrainians draw upon living in diaspora all over the globe. The Ukrainian DNA are those spiritual threads, the unbreakable bonds that connect a Yuki person with heritage, family, community, and beliefs, which are extremely precious, and they are embedded in our very being. When painting these works, I infuse my Ukrainian heritage into the linear blocks and colored cubic assemblies, which in turn represent and define symbolic Ukrainian themes. Inspired by modernism and neo-cubism, the essence of my art lies in the purity of lines and the cutting segments of color, which form a style that embraces Ukrainian traditions and a bold architectural influence. Now, many of the key pieces on exhibition here feature the bandura. This is the traditional Ukrainian musical instrument, which you heard here tonight, and which has been played in Ukraine for over 1,000 years. A picture of the bandura is actually painted on a fresco in the Cathedral of Svyata Sofia in Kyiv, and that was actually built in the 11th century. And as Confucius, the Chinese philosopher, once said, if you want to discover the soul of a nation, listen intently to its music. And so the Ukrainian bandura is the epitome of the Ukrainian soul. And the sound of those 60 strings that you heard tonight, those strings are soaring, flying, and emanating a melodious, boundless energy, a keen vitality, and the essence of pure, unrestricted freedom and beauty. That's the Ukrainian soul. Now, since February the 24th of this year, painting for me has taken on an added new meaning. Ukrainian symbols like the Madonna of the Heavenly Hundreds, the bandure, the Ukrainian trezub, the trident, they are a notice that Ukrainian DNA is alive and well and will always exist, even right here in far Australia. Why? Because it is invincible, it's eternal, and this exhibition is living proof that Ukrainian DNA is creating and prospering in Australia's cultural capital, marvellous, magnificent Melbourne. Where the Aussie values of tolerance, acceptance, and respect have fostered an environment for Ukrainian DNA to flourish and create an additional square in Melbourne's multicultural mosaic. Today, we celebrate and thank the City of Melbourne for this magnificent library, its gallery, and also the vibrant arts program that the city sponsors. Staging such exhibitions, I think, reinforces the need to promote art within multicultural communities and to celebrate work that inspires, connects, and focuses on the vibrancy of humanity. Sharing art and culture makes communities stronger, more tolerant, and more resilient. And I hope that the work featured in this exhibition will reinforce the idea in these horrific and challenging times for Ukraine that art actually gives us a voice. It gives us optimism, and above all, it gives us hope. The significant Ukrainian-Australian community living in Melbourne is fiercely proud of its heritage and will always, always harness its creative Ukrainian DNA for the triumph of freedom and truth. Tonight, I would like to offer a very, very, very big special thank you to three tremendous ladies who actually made this exhibition happen. And I'd like them to come here, please. They are Hristina Kmet, Natalia Morawska, and the unstoppable Jill Morgan. Hristina here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a dynamo. This is a powerhouse. When she puts her mind to a task, mate, get out of the way. This is turbocharged. And she gets results. And Hristina From the first time I saw you at the Ukrainian school, and then, ladies and gentlemen, this was 1981, so count back. She was a star even then. The keenness and, giving this kid a mark 10 out of 10, no, it was always 11. She was tops. Christina, thank you, thank you. And now we come to another very, very tremendously dominating, accepting, beautiful lady, Natalia Morawska. Now, Natalia, I thank you and thank you because Natalia basically was our rock of Gibraltar. She always pushed us to even greater heights. Oh, that's average. Robin Krasche, tam je Morawska, note. And she has got such power, she has got tolerance, she is literally pure gold. And this lady has curated Ukrainian exhibitions at the National Gallery of Victoria and at the Ukrainian Museum here in North Melbourne. She is a stalwart and one of the original founding members that worked with the original founder of the museum, Father Zenon, and this is going back to the last century. Natalia, thank you, thank you, thank you. Never change, my vas ljubimo. And a big, big, big thank you goes to Jill. Jill here is the former CEO of MAV, a big mover and shaker in Victoria, in the multicultural scene. She has helped so many communities. Her work is just phenomenal. And in pointing us to this gallery space, Jill was basically our signpost. And all we can say is thank you, thank you, thank you, Jill. Tremendous work. Without you, this would not have happened. And I would also like to offer a special thank you to a gentleman that actually lives in New York, Stefan Morawski. And he was one basically email connection to us, that brochure, listings, flyers, literally we said it needs to look like this, 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 and this. Within 5 minutes that email came through and somehow the interpretation was spot on. So a big thank you to Stefan Morawski in New York. And I've got to give a special thank you tonight to two very special guys, my sons, that jetted in from England. Adrian, right, and Simon, Simona Depia. Thank you, thank you. They actually jetted in, Simon flew in yesterday. And Adrian flew in on Wednesday. And it was absolutely magnificent because when you've got your, two pillars next to you, you feel invincible. And я дякую своїм золотим хлопчикам, що прилетіли і мене підтримали. Дякую Симоне і Адріане. А Адріанові ще треба подякувати. For Adrian, he is my sounding board. When I paint, I always send out the sketches, and it's a case of, yeah, well, that works, and maybe do this here. And when we were trying to get this exhibition together, we were talking about a logo. And I said, well, it's all about the strands of the DNA. And you know what? 5 minutes, an email comes through, blue and yellow, UKR DNA. I said, mate, this is ace. That's it. And that's basically all the badges that you guys are wearing. And that's thank you to Adrian. And also the stained glass window of the Bandura. That was his idea and he commissioned it. And that's a copy of the Bandura that are on the reverse, because he sees a lot of these pictures as stained glass windows. And I'm saying, yeah, for real? Are you for real? And then during COVID, there was a knock on the door, and Alethea and Giles, which I believe are here even tonight, so we got a special delivery for a Maru Jaraki. I nearly fainted. You imagine, COVID and this on your doorstep. So, Adrian, never stop and keep criticizing. And I would also like to thank another special person. If you see the Perezup on the right-hand side there, and somebody has said, well, this must be one of the biggest Perezup in you know, the whole of Victoria. Może najbliższy Perezup na całą Australię. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a chap that lives in Victoria who's got a little magic hacksaw, and his name is George Fedition. Jurko, pokażę się. Tej mojej pobratemu Chrysti, ja każę Jurko, mi trzeba trezuba. I za tydzień, dobry ludzie, win to wyrizał, a ja tutaj za tydzień pomalowała na senio żółte i moja to każę trezub. So, Jurko, від душі, велике сердечне дякую. І ще одному я хотіла би сьогодні подякувати, а це моєму побратимові Богданові Рудницькому від SBS, the Ukrainian Language Program producer. Богдан literally kick-started all of the promotion and the marketing for this exhibition, and he literally is getting the message out about Ukraine. This is the gentleman. Богдане, від душі дякую. And one special person tonight who prepared all the nibblies is my sister. Sister, where are you? Paraskevia Lapolat. Paraskevia, if you're organizing a conference and you want resolutions to be passed real quick, engage this lady to prepare all of your, as they say, nibblies. Everything goes so well. Paranya is a dream when it comes to the cooking. And from me to Paranya, a big, big thank you. And a big thank you to the Kohut brothers, Taras Kohut and Andriy, the Blue Bay cheese producers, and especially Taras Kohut and his offsider there that brought all of these works of art to the gallery. When we were delivering the stained glass, right, it was touch and go. So, дуже дякуємо. And all the servers of the alcohol, we thank. And a very, very big thank you to our banduri players from Adelaide. Ihor Kushnir i Demian Chumak. Bravo. And the sister, if you want excellent catering, bit of marketing here, Paranya is the lady. Big, big hands to Paranya. Дуже, дуже дякуємо. Today, we've got a very special birthday boy, Maxim Kohut. Maxime, nohaya tobi lita. І на кінець я би хотіла всім вам, дорогі мої друзі, дорогі мої співпрацівники, ви спеціальні, ви є унікальні, і від щирого серця і від щирої душі я вам дякую за оту співпрацю. Most of the people that are present here I have known since we landed in Australia in 1981. You are superb people, you are dynamic, you are one in a million, you are Ukrainians, and keep that spirit going. At the end, I would like to just say a big thank you to Australia for being a safe haven of freedom and for the caring society you have created. And thank you, Australia, for standing in solidarity with Ukraine in this dark hour of war and aggression against its people. If we take away one message from this exhibition tonight, let it be keep in tune with your strands of Yuki DNA. It is unique. Listen to it. And it will empower you no end. До перемоги, шановні пані і панове, і слава, слава, слава Україні!
So we'd like to present this bouquet of flowers to you, Marussia, from our heart. Australian flowers, Australia that you love so much. So Michael Lena, who adores you as well, and who has always enjoyed being part of all of our discussions. She's like the fourth leg, you know, all, everything that we do, fifth leg. And Maxim from Kyiv. So amongst us, some of the children that we have and we're fundraising tonight, so that youth like Maxim, who is now here from Kyiv, can actually participate in our programs, be it with Lahanda or Sum or Plast, or go to Ukrainian school, or go to different community organizations and be part of the art and cultural communities that we've got here in Victoria. That's who we're fundraising for. So, Marussia, будь ласка, accept these flowers. And just really quickly, because we're really close to end of time, all of this started because we started the Art of Lockdown program 2 years ago and for the AFUO, and it was myself, Natalia, and you, Marussia, and Jill came on board, and we have the Art of Lockdown books here for sale as well for $25, and if you're looking for a Christmas gift idea, they're here, or you can buy them online. And of course, these were the books that kept our community connected during lockdown, and when you produce so much of your beautiful art as well. Marussia, congratulations. Thank you to all of our distinguished guests. I'm sorry if we may have missed anybody. Oh, and the CDs, sorry, I've just been reminded. The guys have come across from Adelaide especially to entertain us tonight on the Bandura. And they have CDs there for sale as well. So they've just, you know, it's very rare that we get Yellow Blue Bus to come across to Melbourne. So we're very thankful for you to come and play for us tonight. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Congratulations, Marussia.
Нагадаю, що мистецька виставка пані Марусі Яроцької проходить у престижному мельбурзькому центрі Dock Library Gallery 107 Victoria Harbour Promenade, Docklands. І нагадаю, що виставку можна переглянути до 12 січня 2023 року. Виставка відчинена 7 днів у тиждень. З центру міста можна добратися трамваєм номер 11. І ось на цьому сьогодні все. А ці нотатки записав Богдан Рудницький. Слухайте Радіо СБС.